Hey, podcast listeners. Thanks for streaming today's podcast from Pathway to Victory. Pathway to Victory is a nonprofit ministry featuring the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress. Our mission is to pierce the darkness with the light of God's Word through the most effective media available, like this podcast. To support Pathway to Victory, go to ptv.org/podcast and click the donate button or follow the link in our show notes. Now, here's today's podcast from Pathway to Victory.
This is Robert Jeffress. In response to the horrific attack on Israel, I've written a brand new book called Are We Living in the End Times? Go to ptv.org to order your copy.
It's possible as a believer to be ashamed when the end times arrive and Christ returns. How can we make sure we're not ashamed? That's what we're going to talk about today in this concluding message in our series, Are We Living in the End Times? Today, I want to address the subject, how should I prepare for the end times?
Welcome to Pathway to Victory with author and pastor, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Whether it's tending to your health, investing time in a worthy cause, or saving for retirement, you likely devote time and resources to your future well-being. But how much time do you spend preparing for eternity? Today on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress shares how you can start preparing right now for the certainty of the return of Christ. Now, here's our Bible teacher to introduce today's message. Dr. Jeffress?
Thanks, David, and welcome again to Pathway to Victory. Well, even though we've started a new month, it's not too late to request our special January offer from Pathway to Victory. I'm referring to one of our most popular resources, our Pathway magazine. The list of recipients who enjoyed this exclusive publication has multiplied many times over. And I don't want you to miss out on receiving my daily devotionals and the practical articles that address current issues about Christian living. Today is the last day I'll mention this time-limited offer. So be sure to go online to ptv.org as soon as possible. To request your first edition, a complimentary edition of Pathway Magazine, just follow the simple instructions at ptv.org. But that's not all, because today is the last day I'll mention my brand new book on Bible prophecy that's titled With a Question, Are We Living in the End Times? Although it was just released a short while ago, it's already a national bestseller. Don't let time slip away from you. I want to send you a copy of this important book to your home right away because it answers seven pertinent questions about Bible prophecy and the end times. I'd be pleased to send you a copy when you give a generous gift to support the growing ministry of Pathway to Victory. Again, my new book is titled, Are We Living in the End Times? We'll share more details about my book and other resources later in today's program. But in this final message, I'll address the most important question of the entire series. It's a very personal question. And in the event you missed any portion of my earlier presentation, we'll begin with some helpful highlights from yesterday's program. I titled this message, How Do I Prepare for the End Times?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you it is later on God's time clock than it's ever been before. God's return is fixed on His calendar, and every second moves us closer to that. Christ's coming is certain, and it's soon. You may say, so what? What difference does it make in my life if Christ is coming back soon? The Bible never divorces. It never separates the teaching of the end times with how we are to live right now. God's Word always ties the two together. A great illustration of that is 2 Peter 3, verses 11 and 12. Peter has just described how the earth, this present earth, is one day going to be burned up and disposed of before the new heaven and the new earth. And notice what he says in verse 11, since all these things,